AOL Music.
Mayhem tonight, folks. It's going down. What's cracking tonight, people, besides my lips? Ladies, don't forget your lip gloss. Fellas, don't forget that chapstick. Keep it moist. Yes, blogtalkradio.com/TreyLoveRadio. Mayhem Mondays, forever hot topics. It's going down, people in cyberspace. You know what I'm saying? This is just how I do it. You dig? Yes, this is your girl forever. You know what I'm saying? About to break it down to you like this. The topic for tonight will be, what is being professional? Also, I got a one-of-a-kind hip-hop artist straight from the West Coast putting it down, definitely in the spaceship. My boy, Mac Lucci, is going to be here to bless the folks, you know, tell us some about himself and much, much more. So enjoy the night because it's definitely going down 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Yes. Time to get your voices heard. Time to get it in. So I'm going to start it up right now, real live. But before I do that, you know what? On every one of my shows, and I haven't failed once. That's one thing about your girl. I love to keep my word. You know what I'm saying? That's just, you know, your word is who you are. You know, I still go by that motto. You know, it's still what it is. But I have to give recognition to my boy, Tupac, R.I.P. Every show will be showing much love and respect to my boy Tupac, R.I.P., paved the way for West Coast, you know what I'm saying, and artists like myself and others, you feel me, that is living on this side of America and getting it in the way we do is such an expensive and creative way. So, yes, folks, I'm about to start it off right now with Monster.
I shoot the lights out, high until it's bright out. Oh, just another lonely night. Are you willing to sacrifice your life?
Bitch, I'm a monster, no good blood sucker. Fat motherfucker, now look who's in trouble. As you run through my jungles, all you hear is rumbles. Kanye West samples, here's one for example.
Gossip, nigga, just stop it. Everybody know
I'm a motherfucking monster.
I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. Profit, nigga, I get it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands. The best living or dead, hands down, huh? Let's talk more here right now, huh? And my eyes more red than the devil is. And I'm about to take it to another level, bitch. Don't know who you going with, yeah. Ain't nobody cold as this. Do the rap and a track, triple double, no assist. And my only focus is staying on some bogus shit. Arguing with my older bitch, acting like I owe a shit. I heard the beat, the same rap to get a track pain. Fuck the chain that always give me back pain. Fucking up my money, so yeah, I had to act sane. Shot nigga, but these hoes love my accent. They came after me and shit, it's the number two style. If you wanna make it number one, you're number two now. It's that goofy Malibu, I call it Malibu, yeah. Goddamn, easy, I would hit him with a new style. Know that motherfucker, well, what you gon' do now? Whatever I wanna do, gosh, it's cool now. Not gonna do fast and new now. Think you motherfucker really need to cool out. Cause you'll never get on top of this. So mommy, best advice is just to get on top of this. Have you ever had sex with a pharaoh? I put the pussy in a sarcophagus. Now she claiming that I bruised her esophagus. Head of the class and she just wanna swallow the dip. I'm living in the future, so the present is my past. My presence is the present, kiss my ass. God, nigga, just stop it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. Profit, nigga, I get it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands.
Sasquatch, Godzilla, King Kong, Loch Ness, Goblin, Ghoul, a zombie with no conscience. Question, what do these things all have in common? Everybody knows I'm a motherfucking monster. Conquer, stop it, stop your silly nonsense. None of you niggas know where to talk. None of you niggas have seen the carnage that I've seen. I still hear things scream in my dreams. Murdering black convertibles. I kill a block, I murder the avenue. I rape and pillage your village, women and children. Everybody wanna know what my Achilles heel is. Love, I don't get enough of it. All I get is these vampires and bloodsuckers. All I see is these niggas. chilling about, spilling their feelings in the air. All I see is fake fucks with no things, trying to draw blood from my ice cold veins. Smell a massacre seems to be the only way to back you back.
Stop, stop, nigga, just stop it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. Profit, profit, nigga, I get it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands.
Pull up in a monster, automobile gangster, with a bad bitch that came from Sri Lanka. Yeah, I'm in a tanga, color of Willy Wonka. You could be the king, but watch the queen conquer.
Okay, first things first, I'll eat your brain. Then I'ma start rocking gold teeth and fangs, cause that's what a motherfucking monster do. Hairdresser from Milan, that's a monster do. Monster Giuseppe Hill, that's a monster show. Young Money is a rasta and a monster crow. And I'm pull up, pull up, pull up in the bank with a funny face. And if I'm fake, I ain't know that. My money ain't.
Let me get this straight. Wait, I'm the rookie, but my features and my show is 10 times your pay. The DK for a verse, no album out. Yeah, my money's so tall that my Barbie gotta claim it. Hotter than the Middle East and claim it. Find it. Plenty my Tyron Dutty, wine it. Wine it. Nicky on them titties when I find it. Now these niggas that one track minded. But really, really, I don't give a F U C K. But get Barbie, fuck Nicky, so she's fake. She on a diet, but her pocket digging chase cake. And all day. Why the Chucky is chop play? Just killed another career, it's a mild day. Besides, yay, they can't stand beside me. I think me, you, and Ian should menage Friday.
Pink wig, thick ass, give them whiplash. I think big, get cash, make them blink dash. Now look at what you just saw, this is what you live for. I'm a motherfucking monster.
Definitely heading home Wednesday, going to the Bay Area to spend some quality time with the fam bam on Popside, you know what I'm saying? It's the Thanksgiving holiday, time to give thanks to everything. It's so much to be thankful for, so much, you know what I'm saying? God is blessing each and every one of us in each and every unique way. Yes, people, right now. Mayhem Monday, forever hot topics. The topic for tonight is, what is being professional? Professional in the industry, at a 9-to-5, just being a boss, like in every which way that you're getting income and you're, you know, having an occupation or, you know, a passion. What is being professional? You know what I'm saying? So that's definitely what it is tonight. And I must say, you know, I am in the industry. You know, I do my music thing. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you come across all kind of different situations. But you know what? I found out that being professional, you can achieve a lot. In such a positive way, in a way to where you ain't watching your back, in a way to you ain't gonna fail, to a way you just gonna be pushing and pushing and going higher and higher climbing that business ladder in whatever you do. It all starts with self, you know what I'm saying? And RIP to my boy, Michael Jackson, you know, MJ. But it starts off with the man in the mirror. You know what I'm saying? It's all about that money, people. It's all about your skills. It's all about your talents. It's all about what you could produce to make that money. You know what I'm saying? So that is the topic for tonight. So any callers, anybody who got something to say on that note, call on in and let's talk about it. You know what I'm saying? So tonight, of course, I got my boy. He's going to be in the spaceship, Mac Lucci from Doggy Style Records. He's going to, you know, bless the listeners, bless the folks with upcoming events, with much information and what it takes to be an upcoming artist and actually accomplishing a goal, actually succeeding in your dreams and showing your abilities and what you can do and that how everything can happen. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely, definitely mayhem tonight, folks. And I'm so excited. You know what I'm saying? I'm so happy that I got this tool in order to promote upcoming artists and to get people heard, you know, because that's what means the most to me. You know what I'm saying? I'm all about promoting. You know what I'm saying? So before we keep it pushing, I'm going to go to a song break. So turn it up.
They thought I had a lazy eye. Shorty roll me smooth as my Mercedes drive. No love, cry when only babies die. And when I go, that casket better cost $100,000. I pray to God I look my killer in his eyes. Snatch his soul out his shirt and take him for that ride. OG is one who's standing on his own feet. A boss is one who guarantee we gon' meet. Fuck a blog, dog, cause one day we gon' meet. I'ma spaz on your ass like I'm on knee. Or a double stack, better nigga, double that. Jerry Jones money, nigga, you a running back. Herschel Walker, Bo Jack, Ricky Waters, better run that dope back. Boss, and I put that on my Maybach. 400 down, bitch, you wish you saved
bitch,
that.
I'm a boss. I plan a shot, I call a call. We in this bitch, it's going down. Yeah, let's clean that with my motherfucking grind. I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
Bitch, 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 I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
I plan the shots. I call the call.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh,
Yes, yes. What you know about it. You know what I'm saying? I was Sierra. Writing. Just like that. You know, it's a lot of freaking every one of us. So don't get it twisted. So the topic for tonight is, what is being professional? And I have a caller, and I'm interested to know, what is being professional to you? Caller 323-241. Hello, hello, hello. You know what? Shout out to them shy ones. You know what I'm saying? Much, much respect. You know, when you're listening, it's one thing. But actually being heard by a lot of people is another. So I can definitely dig it. But I do appreciate the calls and the support. You know what I'm saying? That's what it takes, you know. So it's going down tonight. It's Mayhem Monday. I got Matt Lucci. He's going to be in the spaceship talking about his upcoming movie/album, California Hustle. You know what? Check it out on Facebook, YouTube. The little trailers and the little, you know, stuff that he got on right now, you know, it's really interesting. And it's very creative, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to let my boy, you know, talk more about, you know, that on that note, you know what I'm saying? Because, yes, he has tons of information about upcoming things and upcoming events and just upcoming albums and everything that he's coming out with, you know what I'm saying? So it's definitely a blessing to have him, you know, in the spaceship tonight, you know what I'm saying? So, yes, indeed, it's going down. So, Webster Alert, professional, of relating to or connected with a profession, an occupation. A person competent or skilled in a particular activity. And like I said before, folks, it's all about the way you carry yourself and conduct business. That's definitely what it's about. You know what I'm saying? So moving on with that, I'm going to go to one of my songs, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm definitely grooving tonight because it's going down. And it's a lot to, you know, be happy about. And it's a lot to just, you know, keep pushing. So here we go, folks. I'm about to play a little Drake. You feel me? Listen up.
Really going on, Drizzy back up in this thing, I'm ready, what's happening, gone for surgery but now I'm back again, I'm about my paper like a fraction win, World Series attitude, champagne bottle life, nothing ever changes so tonight is like tomorrow night, I will have a model wife, yo is as hot as ice, every time you see me I look like I hit the lotto twice,
Drake you got him right,
yeah I got him bun, I love myself cause I swear that life is just not as fun. Niece got the wheel, Hush, gotta go. See, they got my credit cards and a lot of ones, yeah. I'm in the city of the purple Sprite. Someone tell Malaya I'm on fire, she should work tonight. Call up King of Diamonds and tell China it'd be worth the flight. I'll be at my table stacking dollars to the perfect height. Work something, twerk something basis. She just trying to make it, so she right here getting naked. I don't judge her, I don't judge her, but I could never love her, cause to her I'm just a rapper, and soon she'll have met another. That's why me and Lil Jazz out the fast. Can you keep up? I'm just feeling sorry for whoever got a sweep up. Yeah, bills everywhere, trill everything, and Drake just stand for do right and kill everything. I love Nicki Minaj, I told her I'd admit it. I hope one day we get married just to say we did it. And girl, I'm furious, I'm with it if you with it, cause your verses turn me on and your pants are mighty fitted. Oh, damn, I think you caught me in a moment like I catch them stealing flows, cause I swear I never loaned it. And life ain't a rehearsal, the camera's always rolling, so come and get a portion of this money that we blowing, cause it's on. Yeah, girl, it's on. You know what it is when I finally make it home. I just hope that you miss me a little when I'm gone. Yeah, I hope that you miss me a little when I'm gone. Can you just tell me what you down for? Anything you down for? I know things have changed, no, I used to be around more. But you should
miss me a little when I'm gone. I just hope that you miss me a little when I'm gone.
Oh, my dope guys, goddamn. Kicking bitches out the condo like Pam. Getting money every day, I'm a groundhog. About to scoop your girl up like a ground ball. I walk light so I don't piss the ground off. Man, I swear, I do it till they sit the brown off. That's nasty. Yes, I am wheezy, but I ain't asthmatic. James buying cologne, honey, I put on. Make them run and tell their friends like a marathon. Voice baritone, haters carry on. Beat the up, call me Larry Holmes. Young Money, Jerry Sloan. I turn every stone. Wish to me, that's how she learned every song. To the women I condone, better write me when I'm gone. No, I'm not that thuggish, not that druggish, but I do pack bones. I'm a love machine, and I won't work for nobody but you. It's only me and her, cause the Bugatti a coupe. It's blood gang slime, but I pile it with Snoop. I ain't lying, you don't need signs for proof. Turn you to a vegetable, like you lying in soup. And when I'm in the booth, the line is loose. Man, I got so many styles, I am a group. Damn, I be gone till November. And I ain't tripping, I know Drizzy gon' kill him. I'm sticking to the script like lint on denim. Mama said if the rules ain't bent, don't bend them. Real talking, shut the up, ho. Gotta do it one time for Haiti. What up, dope? We the F, baby, and the F is for front, though. Cause that's where I bring it. Sue if you bang it, motherfucker.
Yeah, girl, it's on. You know what it is when I finally make it home. I just hope that you miss me a little when I'm gone.
Can you just tell me what you down for? Anything you down for? I know things have changed. No, I used to be around more, but you should
miss me a little when I'm gone. I just hope that you miss me a little when I'm gone.
Yeah. Lab in our hearts. JJ. Love you, boy.
Let's go, baby. minivan with four kids, drove it off a large bridge. But now I got the deep dish and the steep position. Activate with three switch, thugs miss, we need this. And the whip's limited a dish, unlike a bitch. Plus my cars are tense with a 4+6. And the paint so clean when we roll on the scene. Bitches become experts at losing jeans. Now we slap ass when we drive past. And the creep slow and PHP like 4.5. And if I crash, act a fool and thug miss, get the stash.
Anybody need a ride?
Yes, folks, that was She Wanna Ride by Act a Fool and, of course, Moi Forever. You know what I'm saying? Yes, your girl is coming out with the best album ever under Big Wig Entertainment, Mary to the Game, Part 1. Yes, folks, it's here. Bound to Go Down. January 18, 2012, starting the new year off with a bang, literally. You know what I'm saying? That indeed. So, I want to get back on this topic, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like is very important. And a lot of people that's out here that's doing their thing and not wondering why things are happening for them the way they want it to go, maybe this show would be very helpful. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, like I said before many of times, like many of the topics that I talk about is so broad. You know what I'm saying? And it could be many reasons, and people have different views. And, you know, some people wasn't taught to be professional, or some people don't even know what that is, or some people was being as professional as they can be and don't even know that that's not professional. You know what I'm saying? So it's just playing your role. You know what I'm saying? Just playing your role. Doing what you do and doing it best. Being loyal to your occupation, to your craft, to what's making you happy in life and go forward in order to make, you know, money in order to grow in a major way. You know what I'm saying? So now in these days, you know, the economy is crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Everybody is thankful, thankful. Who got a job? Those who got a job is very thankful that they have one, because times is hard. You know what I'm saying? And you look at the news all the time, is all kind of stuff going down. You know what I'm saying? Like the government is making some moves. You feel me? So it's best to just hold it down. And whichever way you make your money and coming up, be professional, you know what I'm saying? And even, like, you know, a lot of people lose their cool when it comes down to confrontation. Like, I know it was times where I lost my cool, you know, at work type situation because of somebody else, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, like, you could be provoked all you want to, but you can't fault that person because you're an adult and you know that you're supposed to be professional at all times, even though someone else is, you know, disrespecting you and making you feel uncomfortable in whichever way. You know what I'm saying? It's just important to just, you know, brush that off your shoulders, humble yourself, and keep it pushing. Keep it pushing. You know, it's not about being a punk. It's not about nobody, like, you know, trying to bully you or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? It's just a level that you have to withhold. It is like, you know, have it to yourself, an upper level. Like, don't ever stoop down to somebody else's. Don't ever stoop down. It's always about growth and going up. You know what I'm saying? So that's what the topic is definitely for tonight. You know what I'm saying? Yes, indeed. Folks, it is mayhem tonight. and you best believe it. You best believe it. Got Matt Lucci here from Doggy Style Records to talk about his upcoming movie / album, California Hustle, plus much, much more. So, don't miss out on your boy. It's definitely going down tonight. Mayhem Mondays on Forever Hot Topics. Woo, woo. And you know your girl right here is definitely all about that West Coast movement, baby. And you best believe it. You know what I'm saying? But. I'm about to go ahead and play another one of my songs. You feel me? So go ahead and turn it on up. You know, this is my boy, you know. I love this nigga, though. Little Wayne, you dig?
I'm yelling. on back, extra clips, we pack extra gas. And all my hoes dirty like welcome mat. Till the wheels fall off, I can fix the flat. If you're scared, go to church and get a scripture tag. Guns the size of children, I don't beat y'all, just be with wild ass niggas. And I am the wildest, I'm a motherfucker. Call me Weezy, baby. And on the end of the barrel, I got a sweet potato. My life is a movie, I gotta lead it later. My rooftop drops back like Tom Brady. I got the world in my hands. Skateboard in my van, and all my boys stay strapped like we live in Iran. I know what I can do, so bitch, I do what I can. Drop that sorry foot away, man. I'm just saying, I'm in one big room full of bad bitches, rushing through the room full of bad bitches, rushing through the room full of bad bitches, rushing through the room full of bad bitches.
Regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up!
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warmer G was on the streets, trying to consume some skirts for the E, so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC. A mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search, know what's up with 213.
So I hung the left on 21 and Lewis. Some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers pulled some gas, so I said, I'm pissed up.
These girls peeping me, I'm on glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to pick up better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they kicking more as well. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
They got my homie hemmed up and they all around. Can't none of them see him if they going straight down for pound. They wanna come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my strap and lay them busters down.
They got guns to my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe what's happening in my own town.
If I had wings, I would fly. Let me contemplate. I glance in the cut and I see my homie Nate. 16 in the clip and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make somebody turn cold. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G have to regulate.
a gangster twist. If you smoke like I smoke, then you're high like every day. And if your ass is a buster, 213 will wake you late.
Yeah, you know, I had to play some of that throwback for you. Warren G and Nate Dogg, Regulators, you know what I'm saying? I just want to take this moment right now to give special recognition to Nate Dogg, RIP, major West Coast legend. You know what I'm saying? Will be missed. Just like many others, you know what I'm saying? You know, there's been a lot of falling stars lately, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy, you feel me? But at the same time, there's new stars that's coming and appearing, you feel me, just out of nowhere, you know? So I guess it's just the cycle of life, you know, that's just the way it goes. But dang, it's like people is just dropping like flies so young, you know what I'm saying? That's crazy. I'm thinking about tonight, like, I'm like, dang, I said RIP like a lot of times. Like, that don't make no sense right now. That's why it's definitely time to pursue. Live your dream. Do whatever you can to get to where you need to be. You know what I'm saying? That's right, folks. Right now, it's going down. Forever Hot Topics. What is being professional? What is professional to you? You know what I'm saying? So think about that, because that's what the topic is. And also, Mac Lucci will be in the spaceship promoting some more. You feel me? So this is the time right now where I'm able to definitely shine light on artists that I admire, you know what I'm saying, that I think is highly talented and need to be recognized. You know, I think that since I have this, you know, opportunity to be, you know, a radio personality, I could promote these people, you know what I'm saying, because they're definitely talented and swag delicious, you know what I'm saying? So I'm definitely a part of that new West Coast movement, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? So right now, because this is my time, you know what I'm saying? I'm playing all the little songs that I'm feeling right now, songs that I'm just, you know, in the mood to hear. You know, I'm trying to stay cozy and warm. It's so damn cold, you feel me? So it's definitely going down tonight, Mayhem Mondays. Forever Hot Topics. Let's get it in. You know what I'm saying? Because it's definitely that time. So, I'm going to play one more of my songs, you know, to get me up, you know, so I can move my body a little bit and get a little hot. You know what I'm saying? Because, damn, you feel me? And we're going to take it to another level. So, here we go right now. Glamorous.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Yeah. Pull out the dub. It's Fergie.
If you ain't got no money.
days when I had a Mustang.
You deserve nothing but all the finer things. Now this whole world has no clue what to do
with us.
I got enough money in the bank for the
two of us.
I gotta keep enough lettuce to support your shoe fetish lifestyle. So rich and famous, Robin Leach will get jealous. $500,000 for the
stove.
Taking strip from here to
home.
So if you ain't got no money, take your belt ass home.
The glamorous. I know I'm glamorous. Are you glamorous? You know what? It really doesn't matter because I know what I am. You dig? But people, listen close. The topic for tonight is, what is being professional? You know what I'm saying? And I got my boy is here right now. You know what I'm saying? We're about to discuss this topic. You feel me? Because it's an important topic. You know what I'm saying? But I must tell you guys tonight, I don't know what it is. The weather, I don't know. But my phone system is tripping. So if it hangs you up, just call right back in. You know what I'm saying? So my boy got disconnected, but it's all good because it is what it is and the topic sticks. What is being professional? Yes, folks, that is the topic for tonight. Now, I share much of my views. You know what I'm saying? So it's time to, like, you know, hear from other people, you know what I'm saying, to see what it really do, you know, because that's what this show is about, you know what I'm saying? So I got my boy, Young Spook. Spook, what up, hey, dude?
What's up?
You know, the topic for tonight is, what is being professional? What is being professional to you? Because I know you in the industry. I know you doing your rap thing. So, you know, just let the people know your views.
My view on professional, what's professional is keeping it real at all times, whatever you do. You know what I'm saying? Keep it 100.
Like keeping it real, like what?
As far as whatever you do, if you finna come to a show, keep it real, come to the show. If you you know, you can do a track, or, you know, if you, I mean, just be professional. Just whatever you do, just keep it real. That's all I'm saying.
Right. So do you have, like, any other, like, you know, views on the topic?
As far as being professional is, you know what I'm saying, is real. That's all. That's the best way I can put it. It's being real.
Definitely. So, just being true to life, basically.
Yeah. Competing.
You know, in every aspect, in your craft, and in whatever you do.
I mean, you can be skillful. I mean, behaving in a ethical way. You know what I mean? Something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like even in a conflict situation, like I was saying before in the show, like, you know, when you anywhere, like even doing a show and somebody come at you out of line, you know what I'm saying? It's all about you, how you carry yourself. It's not like you being punked or you being bullied or nothing of that nature. It's just about you and how you carry yourself, you know what I'm saying? So that's just what it is.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Basically, you know what I'm saying? It's basically how you treat other people, you know what I mean? Being professional, you know what I mean? I mean, I will respect a person that would treat me professional than a person that, you know, just talks to me normally, you feel me? Like right now, you being professional.
Well, thank you, my nizzle bizzle.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, you know, because I be professional at all times. I feel like that's very important, and I've been in this industry for a long time, and I'm doing nothing but growing, and I see that growth. So I'm not going to lose that for nothing, you feel me? I ain't going to let nobody steal my success, steal my opportunities, or steal my dream. That's just my choice. That's just my choice.
I feel you, you know what I mean? And that's how you got to go in it. You know, there's some people out there that's not professional at all. Not saying no name, but you know.
Yeah, of course I do. Of course. I mean, hey, and it's in every aspect, though. That's what's crazy, like being a teacher or like being, you know, in a business or doing anything of that nature. Yes, that's definitely what it is. Definitely what it is. So I definitely want to thank you so much for calling in, sharing your views on a topic of the night. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
playing. Yes. So it's going down.
Yeah. What's up?
Hey, so you have a good night. Try to stay warm. I know it's freezing out there.
It's freezing
like a motherfucker, right? Stay warm, my nigga. You have a blessed.
I just got out the booth, you know what I mean? I just got out the booth, recorded like three tracks.
Oh, yeah, the hot box.
Yeah.
That's the hot box.
But I'm interested in this interview right now.
Oh, yeah. It's going down. You know what I'm saying? So enjoy the show because that's definitely what it's doing. All right, my nizzle bizzle. All right.
Yes, people.
Tonight, I got my boy, your boy, Mac Lucci. In the spaceship, he is here and is going down. So turn it up, because after this song is going to be mayhem, folks. Mayhem, a forever hot topic. So turn it up.
big room full of magic.
Cut the music up.
Why is this working? People.
Yeah. You had a lot of crooks try to steal your heart. Never really had luck. Couldn't ever figure out how to love. Last forever. Now you're in a corner trying to put it together. How to love. How to love. For a second you were here. Now you're over there. It's hard not to stare. The way you're moving your body like you never had a love. Never had a love. When you was just a young and your looks were so precious. But now you're grown up, so fly. It's like a blessing, but you. Have a man look at you for 5 seconds without you being insecure. You never credit yourself, so when you got older, it seems like you came back 10 times over. Now you're sitting here in this damn corner, looking through all your thoughts and looking over your shoulder. See, you had a lot of tricks, try to steal your heart. Never really had luck, couldn't never figure out how to love. Last forever. Now you in the corner trying to put it together. How to love. How to love. For a second you were here. Now you over there. It's hard not to tell. The way you're moving your body like you never had a love. How to love. Oh, when you had a lot of dreams that transformed to visions. The fact that you saw the world affected all your decisions. But it wasn't your fault, wasn't in your intentions to be the one here talking to me, be the one listening. But I admire popping bottles and sipping just as much as you admire your bartending and stripping, baby. So don't be mad, nobody else tripping. You seen a lot of crooks and them crooks still crooked. See, you had a lot of crooks try to steal your heart. Never really had luck, couldn't ever figure out how to love. How to love. You had a lot of moments that didn't last forever. Now you in a corner trying to put it together. How to love. How to love. Oh. See, I just want you to know. Far from the usual. Far from the usual. You see, I had a lot of crooks try to steal your heart. Never really had luck, couldn't ever figure out how to love. How to love. See, I had a lot of moments that didn't last forever. Now you in the corner trying to put it together. How to
magical. See me at your college. need a boot. See the mother chicken heads, they don't ever leave the coop. I'm in the coop cruising, I got the stolen plate. Serving all the fiends over there by the Golden Gate Bridge. I'm colder than the fridge and the freezer. I'm snatching all your bitches at my leisure.
One big room full of bad bitches.
They say numbers don't lie, bitch, I'm not the one. Hammers in your face, this is not a dream. And you getting every page of this magazine. Bumping UTK, talking about a murder. We roll a Dr. J and then we like that Julius Erving. I got pussy on the way and pussy on the way out. Life is a beach and these hoes trying to lay out. Tootsie, tootsie, told the toolie, fuck a run and pop ya. My homies got that white girl, call it Lady Gaga. Glock 14, Nina Colada. Suck, swallow, semen, saliva. I ain't going at your collar. Fuck you hoe niggas. Weezy go hard, you bitches go figure. Diamonds in my teeth like I'm a fucking dope dealer. You're a dead man walking Michael Jackson Thriller. I'm in
one big room full of bad bitches.
Yeah.
One big room full of bad bitches. One big room full of bad bitches.
Yeah.
Yes, 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 people. It's definitely going down tonight. Forever Hot Topics, Mayhem Mondays. Indeed, it's about that time, folks. Turn it on up. I got my boy, your boy, Mac Lucci in the spaceship. What it do, Mac?
Man, I'm in the spaceship just flying high off some of this good old 90210 kush I just got from the little clinic. You know what I'm talking about?
I heard that big time. That's what I'm talking about. So how you doing?
I'm all right. Man, I'm in the studio working on some records and stuff right now. Hopping in the spaceship so I can, you know, let the world know what's going on with me right now.
Well, that's what it do, you know what I'm saying? And I'm definitely chilling, enjoying, trying to stay warm on this cold, cold, cold night. But it's all to the good. Yes, folks, my boy, your boy, Mac Lucci. So I just want you to tell the listeners, you know what I'm saying, who is Mac Lucci? Like, where did that name come from, and what does it mean?
Well, Mac Lucci, the Mac, you know, I pronounce it M-A-C, Mac, and it stands for making all cash. Lucci is another slang we use coming up as, you know, money. Like, we say we're getting this cheese, this fatty, this scratch, this Lucci. So, you know, macking for the cash, kind, you know, basically is what it's, what that boils down to. Just, it's just me being about my money and me growing up. You know, as a smooth young dude on a Mac behalf and me always being about my money, I just put it together, Mac Lucci.
Okay, okay. Well, that's what's up. I mean, your name is very unique, you know,
Thank you.
And I love it. Like, it's, you know, it's true to you and it's out of the box. You know what I'm saying? So, where are you from?
I'm from South Central LA.
Okay, okay. South Central LA, that's right. That's where you was born and raised?
Yeah, I was born and raised in South Central, but really I got it, like, pretty much everywhere. Like, you know, I'm real known through Gardena, through Horton, through L.A., through all over L.A., being that, you know, the kind of lifestyle I lived growing up. I had to move around a lot. My pops was knee-deep in the drug gang. So I was kind of one of them kids who had to move from neighborhood to neighborhood. A lot of it just wasn't stuck in one area type thing, but when I was raised in South Central LA though for the most part of my life.
Okay, that's what's up. So when did you discover this talent? You know, you move around a lot. I'm sure you experience so much in different, you know, environments, you know what I'm saying, and in different elements. So, you know, when did you discover this talent?
I think when I discovered it, because I wasn't one of them cats in high school that was rapping. I was more so a little nigga that was hustling and shit. So I kind of picked up on it when I was about 16 years old. My cousin Big Doty rap, and I used to always listen to him busting his raps, and I was amazed when I used to see him, like, the way he wrote raps and shit, and I seen it on paper. Like, one day I went through his notepad, and I seen a bunch of raps that he wrote. And I was just kind of amazed being out the streets and, you know, we all hustling and just seeing how somebody put their lifestyle into pen and paper and, like, and make it, you know what I'm saying, and make it a story. And I started playing around. We used to be smoking weed in different schools, so I was playing around, rapping over my cousin beats and whatnot. And then it kind of went from there to, you know, to the point where I was 17 years old. I had a baby on the way. I was getting kicked out of every school I went to. And I said, man, I got to do something. And one day, the last school I kicked out of, I knew I was kind of done with the whole school thing. I sat on the bus stop, and I was like, I got to figure something out. I got to do something. I knew I had a baby on the way, and I knew there wasn't no way out for me because all I knew was the streets, you know what I'm saying, and as far as making it and being able to take care of my family. So I said, let me pick up this rap thing because I was playing with it, you know what I'm saying, and I got into it. And once I got into it, I got serious with it. First, I seen it more so as a hustle. But then when I really started getting deep into the rap game, really venturing off into it, I took the loving for it. You know what I'm saying? I started loving the game more than just seeing it as a hustle.
Right. It became more of like a relationship.
Yeah, like I fell in love with the shit because it was like I was living my
right.
life. You know what I'm saying? So it just went from just rapping and just seeing it as a hustle and just wanting to come up in the hood and have a name in the hood and selling CDs out the trunk or whatnot. That's all I cared about. I wasn't really tripping. I just wanted to be able to make money off of it, do an album, and go stand on the corner and sell it. Then once I start doing that and really stand on the corner selling my music and getting feedback from the people and then start watching more video, MTV, and BET, I wanted to go to the big leagues. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. So through everything, you know what I'm saying, your whole journey to get to where you are today, like, what kept you focused and what kept you dedicated?
God definitely kept me focused and dedicated. And, you know, my everybody that's been supporting me, like my day one people that have been supporting me, you know, family members and homies, that and God, you know what I'm saying? But without God, I definitely wouldn't do. You know, I've been through the whole ups and downs, you know, really trying to get to the game. I've been through it all, you know what I'm saying? But through everything I've been through, I always knew that God put me through that because I knew I had a lot coming to me. So I took it for what it was. And thank God for everything I've been through, the good and the bad.
Okay. So you're signed with Snoop right now. You're one of Snoop Dogg's artists.
True.
So how did you get the deal? Like, I'm sure that was, I mean, that's like a dream come true. Like, How did it happen, and how did you feel, you know, and what did you do to celebrate? Like, I'm sure that was a major success, you know. You just shared everything, your trials and your tribulations and everything that you had to do for a dream of yours to come true. I'm sure is very inspiring to many upcoming artists like yourself, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just curious to know, like, what happened? Like, was it really just an overnight kind of situation?
No, you know what? To be honest, it's a real, real, real deep, long story. I moved to New York. I moved to Atlanta. I hopped on Greyhound with $50 in my pocket and went to the other side of the world, and, you know, with a bag full of CDs and chased my dreams. So, previous to the whole Snoop Dogg situation, I really put, like, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into this. Like, I tell people, like, I've been chasing this game for 10 years, but my 10 years is added to, like, another person's 20 to 30 years from everything that I've done. I slept on project benches in New York and in projects and all kind of stuff. And then I got back to L.A. and I created my group, The Cream Team. Once I created my group, The Cream Team, we took over the streets on you know, being at every swap meet, every liquor store. From Inglewood to South Central to Compton to Watts, Long Beach, you know, even going out of town. We went so hard out the trunk and really created a name for ourselves, and it got me to the point where I got around a situation where I got around Snoop Dogg, and he actually in my crew to spit. And when we spit, he liked what I was kicking, and he was like, I want to work something out with you. So that was, it was like the biggest blessing ever, because I worked so hard before that, you know what I'm saying, that it was just like a blessing from God. And then once I did, though, that happened, when we did the Celebrate, we went to the strip club and popped bottles. You know what I'm talking about? Just, me and the homies just smoked a bunch of
blunts. Right.
But the story is really crazy. I went through a lot really getting to Snoop Dogg. Just going through stuff in the streets, through homies dying, through going in and out of jail, through hustling, like I say, like every day, like nonstop, like no days off, hanging outside of liquor stores, hanging outside of swap meets, hanging outside of barbershops, wherever I could, wherever people was at, any kind of place, we was hustling. You know what I'm saying? We was hustling our music. You know what I'm saying? So that's what got me there.
Man, well, first I want to congratulate you, and I want to applaud you, you know what I'm saying, because that's a definite, definite accomplishment, and I just want you to keep it up, you know what I'm saying? So it's that new West Coast movement. I'm sure you hear about that all the time. Like, what is the new West Coast movement to you?
The new West Coast movement to me is us youngsters, we shouldn't try to separate ourselves from the new West Coast, the old West Coast. I think we should just do us and be us. You know what I'm saying? And be cool.
Oh, yeah, all day. Oh, yeah, it's always respect. Oh, definitely. But I'm sure, in the industry, like, as much music that's being played, like, in the South and on the East Coast, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the West Coast is not coming out with as much as, you know what I'm saying? Like, the Ludas and the Lil Wayne's and the Jay-Z's and the Kanye's, and you know what I'm saying? So that's how I see the new West Coast movement. It's just, I don't know, it's just we come in full throttle. Like, just here we come, the new breed, like the new breed, like here we come. you know kind of like that.
I feel the same way. My point I was trying to get across was just that, a lot of us is doing it purely now. It's like we ain't trying to follow nobody's footsteps and really, you know what I'm saying, we just being us. Like, with my music, I just be me. And it's a lot of other, like, West Coast artists that I can speak on right now that I feel is very tight. New West Coast artists, most definitely, that's real dope, real tight, got a strong movement going on. So I feel like West Coast, we at our strongest point right now. Because these youngsters out here that come up ain't nothing nice. Like, really, like, the New York niggas, I fuck with New York niggas, I fuck with down South niggas, but they can't fuck with us right now, talent wise. Like, straight up, all the dope
shit
out
here. I
really hear you. The style niggas is dressing like us, niggas is acting like us, walking like us, talking like us, you know what I'm saying? And we just doing it purely now, you know what I'm saying? So it's the streets of L.A. right now is bananas, man. It's a bunch of dope artists coming out. I'm proud of it.
Hey, and that's what it do. Well, you know what? I was listening to Cali Life. Is just that West Coast living, you know what I'm saying? And I just want to play it, you know, let the listeners hear a little bit of something, you feel me?
Okay, give it to them then.
All right, folks, turn it up. We're going to do it just like this. This is your boy, Mac Lucci, with his single, Cali Life.
Baby Snoop Dogg, white girl on the blade, she from Utah. We get it, Master Kush from the weed clinic. That pretty car, pretty tinted, that's me in it. Smoke weed every day, Nate Dogg. They say life is a game and I play it hard. Went from a street rapper to the limelight. Couple cheese on my neck and it shine bright. I dedicated to the critics who don't know me. I'm still a best player, underrated like Kobe. High to the day I retire. You smoking on stress weed while I'm choking on 5 hours. 8 years in the tree picking low quads. 10 years later it was me in the dope spot. Run up on a nigga like me, you hope not. My niggas gangbang and they'll aim at your top.
Cali life living, mind on my bitches, switches, everybody in them. From Ocean Boulevard all the way to the shop. Catch me at the mall with a flock full of eyes. Ain't been a change, still sunny days. It's just that West Coast flip. Jangle ain't changed, Kelly like me. It's just that West Coast flip.
And there ain't no telling what Mac Luke's selling. California hustler, I'm a fly young felon. Bag full of guap, about the size of a million. Dollar sign on my eye, money sign with them reppin'. Pussy feel good, but the cheddar feel better. Blowin' smoke in the air, so in love with the weather. Hot in the motherfucker, I ain't gotta do the leather. Hit the swap meet, match the white tee with whatever. Pouring kicks up the cargo show. Just left the medical spot, we all gon' smoke. LA is my city, you can see it on my hat. Bellin' through the super mall, bitches staring at my tat. It's a fact that they staring at a Mac. Took them back to the crib, now they staring at my trap. Niggas looking at me hard, but they staring at my hat. Approach my front lawn, now they staring at my cat. We
Cali life living, mind on my enum. Bitches, switches, everybody in them. From Ocean Boulevard all the way to the shop. Catch me at the mall with a flock full of eyes. Ain't nothing changed, still sunny days. It's just that West Coast living.
Tricks on no bitch, kid, that's what it is. Put a coat on the go and a wig on the pig. Better watch where you pimpin' and killin' no fig. Them Hoover criminals grimy, kidnap your bitch. Better watch your dress code, these and these. All them motherfuckers copycats, these and G's. I love Cali like I love paper. Pockets full of blood, money, blue chuck tape. Don't never approach a gunfight, swingin' with a knife. Bullets ignite on sight, this the Cali life. You can ball overnight if you do it right. Hit the wrong gas station, you can lose your life. Are you an aggressor or a finesser? Or somewhere low-key, can't handle the pressure. Keep your head to the sky, these niggas will test you. Stash your dope real good, these pigs will stretch you. California.
Cali life living, mind on my enum. Bitches, switches, everybody in them. From Ocean Boulevard all the way to the shine. Catch me at the mall with a flock full of eyes.
Yes, indeed. It's that Cali life by your boy Mac Lucci.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, you said what now? Say that again.
I said that was featuring the homie Smokey Lane. Shout out to the homie Smokey Lane doing his thing on him.
That's what's up. Shout out to the homie Smokey Lane. So, you know what? You tatted up. You are tatted up. So, what's up with the tats? I mean, like, why so many? Like, what do they mean to you?
Well, when I first started, I was sneaking up on my mom. I was like 14 years old, and I was being bad. My cousin Delilah, she turned me on to a tattoo shop where they wasn't tripping on your age. So once I ran into the tattoo shop or whatnot, I went in there, started getting tatted, and by the time I was 16, I had shit all over my belly and all over my arms and shit. So I got called up by my mama and beat up real bad. You know, and I just went crazy. But yeah, all my tattoos is more of a. I come before the tattoo fad era too of mine. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't want to let that be known. I was one of these young niggas out here who been tatted since I was a youngster. You know what I'm saying? And tattoos to me was more of an expression. Like, I was into them. I knew when I was 15, 16,
that I was going to have as many tats as I do now. I knew I wasn't old enough at the time, you know what I'm saying? But all my tattoos got, like, a meaning to them. Like, my tattoos, I pretty much came with every idea for my tattoos. The one that mean the most to me is my cousin, Delilah, rest in peace, that I got tatted on top of my head. A lot of people see the female on my head. They be like, who is that, your girlfriend or your wife or your mom? And I say, no, that's my cousin, Delilah. You know, she's my everything. So that one mean the most to me out of everything. But, like, my whole, but it's so much, I wouldn't know where to start telling you what mean what, because it's shit all over me.
Oh, yeah, definitely not. And I'm not expecting you to, because we will be on here till like 6 a.m. But that's hot, though. I just want to let you know that that is a unique, you know, a unique asset of your, you know, your character and who you are, like in what you're showing to the world, you know, and it's hot and it's courageous. It's courageous. So,
it is.
I mean, with respect to that.
Huh? Not that it is, because some of them were nothing nice.
Huh, and it's just, man, it's just too much on your swag, too much on the swag, though. You be swagging it out, though.
Like my homeboy be trying to catch up with me, right? And then they get up under that ink, and that needle be like, they start hitting them safe. They be like, God damn, nigga, like, oh, I got, because see, I didn't want to just, I go under the obsession. When I get tatted, I sit down with the tattoo man for 6, 7, 8 hours and go in on a little area, on an area that don't even look like it took that long, details and all that shit. So,
man,
I think people are like, when you want to catch up with me, you got to endure some pain. You know what I'm talking about?
That's too much. You know what I'm saying? I be getting, you know, I'm getting my tats. You know, I got a little tats here and there, but I can't wait till that shit is over. I can't believe it. So, damn, that's what's up, though.
All I need is some
weed, you know what I'm saying?
Tupac in the background or something. I need some, like, Tupac type music, some real rider shit, and some weed to like, exhale after shit. And I got my music, and I ain't paying attention to the buzz. And for all those listening, whoever, what you don't do, don't hold your breath when you're getting a tattoo, because that's how I done seen a lot of niggas get up, step out the shop and just faint, bow, fall on their ass. Why? Because you was holding your breath like a puck while you was getting your tattoo. Make it breathe easy.
Yeah, I sure do. Yep, I definitely agree. I definitely agree. But you know what? I want to talk about the pre-hustle. What's the pre-hustle? What's that about? I know Cali Life is a part of the pre-hustle, right?
Yeah, it's part of
the
pre-hustle.
The song that we just played. So, yeah, just tell the listeners a little bit about the pre-hustle. So, what's up with that?
The pre-hustle is basically, we had scheduled to release California Hustle October 18th, and we got everything right and tight. Me and Snoop Dogg collectively decided to push the date back to, you know, to create a bigger buzz for the project. So, we pushed it back. I told Snoop, I said, you know, the fans was expecting something, so let me drop a mixtape or something. He said, how about you give them an EP? Don't even give them mixtape music. Give them some real shit. So I dropped the EP, which is 8 records. Cali Life is on there. Traffic is on there, which a lot of people like. The tribute to Nate Dogg, which I got a video for all 3 of those records. They all on there. You can get it at www.luchilife.com. That's where you can copy that. And there it is. And it's also, it'll be available on iTunes. November 29th, it'll be on Amazon, iTunes, and all the cell phone apps and stuff like that. But in between time, you can get your pre-order with an autograph for $9.99 at LuchiLife.com. You be it.
Hey, well, that's what it do. At LuchiLife.com. You know, that's your website.
Yeah.
Yeah, so all your information and everything, your albums and et cetera, upcoming, everything will be posted. So, yes, folks, check it out. What is it again? Say it again. Say it for the listeners.
www.luchilife.com. Make sure y'all check me out. I got some videos on there for y'all. I'm going to keep y'all in tune with everything going on. That's where you can cop all my shit at. Right now, you can cop the pre-hustle there. And then we finna drop a bunch of different records, compilation mixtapes. There's a bunch of stuff going on, so that's where you stay in tune with everything.
Okay, definitely. So, California Hustle. California Hustle. I'm feeling your creativity in what you're trying to do with this project. From my understanding, it is a movie/album.
Yeah, it's a movie/album.
So, I've seen a couple of your snippets and stuff on Facebook and everything, and it's interesting. It's very interesting, and I'm just curious to know, and I'm sure many of the listeners is, like, what made you come up with a movie/album?
I just wanted to do something different, and I wanted to basically the music is classic, but I wanted to put a classic visual together. For the people to see the lifestyle in L.A. Like, I want to show my lifestyle in L.A. the way me and my homeboys came up, because a lot of people perceive L.A. in a certain way. I want to show them about the hustle, the way we came up, you know what I'm saying? So you're going to see some drug dealing, you're going to see some pimping, you're going to see gangbanging, you're going to see hidden licks, you're going to see shit like that. Like, that's how me and my homies came up. So I want to show the world that side of L.A., so I got cats like the real Ricky Ross in my movie. 211, Canary Diamond, Damani, Eastwood, Snoopy Blue, all kind of cats up by the LA, out of the LA area. Bunch of the homies, all the homies from the Money Gang on there, TC, Big Dolly, everybody, Manslaughter. The list goes on and on. You know what I'm saying? It's a real LA movie. And it's like, to me, it's like, it's on some like West Coast belly shit. It's on some real hustling shit.
Yeah, and that is what it is, because and it's so clear. It is just like a movie. I'm like, damn, like, it just makes you so interested. So yes, folks, definitely check it out. The movie/album, California Hustle, by your boy Mac Lucci. Yes, indeed. So, you got this independent record label going on called Bill to Ball.
Yes, I do.
So, what's up with the whole Bill to Ball?
Well, the whole Bill to Ball is just, because the name Bill to Ball comes from, like, once again, a lifestyle that I come from. I feel like built for this, like, nigga built for this game. So, I've been having the name for a minute, but we just launched a label off. Got a few artists on the label. Right now, we got Gorilla, we got Big Dolly, we got Manslaughter. We got a few other artists too, my little cousin Derek Fell, my little cousin Shalice, and a couple more people that we're working on right now. So I'm pushing that on the independent level, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to be working something out with some majors real soon, but that's what we're doing right now, Built to Fall.
Okay. Well, that's what's up. So tell me a little bit about the whole little, I see you advertising somewhere, you know what I'm saying, called Serious Pimping. You know what I'm saying? So.
Shout out to Serious Pimp. Yeah. Shout out to Serious Pimp. They sponsor everything we do, keep us laced up with the glasses, the socks, the drawers, everything, man. You know what I'm saying? Shirts. So, shout out to Serious Pimp and my homeboys. And y'all can check them out at www.seriouspimp.com. I want some fly shades. Y'all, the shades that Snoop Dogg wear, where he goes. Snoop Dogg keep a pair of Serious Pimps on. And, you know, the Hustle Boys keep some Serious Pimps. All my homies keep Serious Pimps on. That's what it do. It's a fly shit.
Man, definitely. Well, it's such a blessing to have you in the spaceship, you know what I'm saying, just sharing, you know, all the information that is needed to your fans and upcoming fans and about-to-be fans and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
It was definitely a pleasure to have you here, and I just want to tell you, like, you are very talented. You know, I look at the things that you're doing, just keep it up, keep it going. You know what I'm saying? Stay west with it. You feel me? Stay west with it all day, every day. But before you go, I got to ask you, and I have some callers. So before you go, I have to ask you the topic question of the night. The topic question of the night is, what is being professional? In any case, like, what is being professional to you?
Being professional to me is putting the bullshit to the side, like getting strictly to your business and learning learning that side of the game of, like, if you're going to be a rapper, be the best rapper you can be, handle all your business, be on top of your game. If you're going to be a promoter, be the best promoter you can be. Don't try to be a rapper and a promoter, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to be a rapper, don't try, you see what I'm saying? Like, be serious about what you're doing. If you want to be a doctor, a lawyer, a football player, basketball, if you focus in on something and you work your ass off, can't nothing stop you. So being professional to me is snapping that in your mind and then just going out and being about your business. Because once you carry yourself like a professional, everybody else going to perceive you like a professional. So you got to just, you know, like you treat yourself like a king, you're going to be treated like a king. It's the same thing with professionalism. Just be a professional person. Be professional about your business. Be professional the way you carry yourself, and you can't lose. That's what I think being professional is, though, just being serious and really pushing the bullshit to the side, because it's a lot of negativities that a lot of people allow around us and stuff, like negative energies, negative people, and all that type of shit. You just got to really block all that away from you and really be about your business and do what's right and what you need to do. And get your business done, you know?
Yeah, all day. All day. And I see, like, you very focused. I like how you got your hair straight. You know, you've been through what you've been through. You know what I'm saying? And that's why it's very important to have knowledge and to really be focused. And like you said, to one thing, not trying to do this and do that and do the other, because you're never going to give one thing your all. So.
True.
I mean, that explains a lot, though, Mac Lucci. That explains why you where you at and why you soaring beyond. Like, you know what I'm saying? So just keep your head up and just keep it pushing because, man, you there. So that's just what it do. That's just what it do. So tell the listeners, where can they listen to your music? Where can they cop your CDs? Like, just give a recap on where you know, how people can keep up with you. You know what I'm saying? As far as your Reverb Nation, Facebook, Twitter, and et cetera, et cetera.
You can keep up with me at Mac Lucci, at Mac Lucci, DPG, MacLucci, DPG. Hit me on Facebook, Mac G. Type me in on YouTube. I'm dropping videos every once a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I ain't gonna let a month go by and I hit y'all with something. Y'all gonna stay seeing some new shit from me. So just keep up with everything and watch out for this California Hustle. LucciLife.com is where you can catch everything at. And just stay tuned. Just keep my name in the mix because I'm gonna keep coming with it.
Yes, folks. Y'all heard it here tonight, Mayhem Monday. Your boy, Mac Lucci. Once again, I thank you, and I'm about to bless the listeners with another one of your singles called Traffic. You know what I'm saying? I'm loving it. It's all about that cheddar. You feel me? That's what it's about? Isn't that what it's about?
Yeah. Go ahead and hit it with that shit.
All day. Check out your boy, Mac Lucci, with Traffic.
Lucci this, Lucci that, well, whatever, boy. Just know what I do with it, it's all about the cheddar, boy.
roll the windows up, let the blunt burn. My turn, I done with Stevie Wonder, I don't see you niggas. Ride 4D, me and 3 freaky bitches. Infatuated by my lifestyle. Sliding down the back street, I'm a night owl. Presidential pimpin', so the window tinted. Cush medical jar filled with endowin. Full box of Swiss and sweets. Cush streaking from the leather seats. Motherfuckers yapping, I don't hear. Fuck them suckers, I don't fear.
I'm speeding through traffic.
Gotta get them wet, gotta get them wet. Lay that,
yeah,
lay that.
Pretty.
No pen, no pen, no pen, no pen, no pen,
such a beautiful
girl. Grew up in the ghetto, I heard she got that, she got that. That's exactly what I like. You so fly. I'm in the corner sipping on a glass of wine, staring at your behind. That's exactly what I like. I'm trying to figure you out. Can I smoke some of this kush with you? See what you about. I know you what I know you what I like. See baby you a queen. I don't know what they do to ya. Come here sexy, let me hold ya. I'm a king girl, I love to get to know ya. Come here baby, you the coldest. You the girl. Living in a hustler's world, what about your diamonds and pearls? Baby, tell me what you like. Beautiful girl, beautiful girl, girl. You're such a beautiful girl, girl. Baby, tell me what you like. Yeah, yeah. Holly Berry face.
Aura strongest, beyond stage body like Emma Rose. She rode it with Quante. Hair done, nails done, everything did. She should be a flight stewardess, as fly as she is. Her heart still scarred from an ex nigga. Thinking about it while I work out with child flex with her. We could rock the matching Rolex with the baguettes in them. Cop a yacht to float on the water and have sex in it. Baby, you were so fly.
The beautiful is woman, I is woman.
The thought of you gets me high.
You're such a beauty.
See, baby, you a queen. I don't know what they told you. Come and sexy, let me hold you. I'm a king, cause I hope to get a know ya. Come here, baby, you look cold.
You look a girl. Living in a hustler's world. How about your diamonds and pearls? Baby, tell me what you like.
That was your boy, Mac Lucci, with Beautiful Girl, something special for the ladies. You know, you got to have something for the ladies. Yes, indeed. It was a definite honor to have my boy, Mac Lucci, in the spaceship, soaring through cyberspace tonight on Forever Hot Topics. blogtalkradio.com/TreyLoveRadio. Yes, people, get it in. Your boy Mac Lucci, Doggy Style Records, new West Coast movement. Check it out. Movie/album, California Hustle. Look out for it because it's soon to come. But you can always check out the pre-hustle, you know what I'm saying? And you can also go to the website, www.lucilife.com, LucciLife.com. Check out your boy. Look out for them, upcoming shows, upcoming events, upcoming success. Yes. And the topic for tonight was, what is being professional? It is what it is. And you know, I'm going to take this moment right now because my boy did send me a song, and you know I liked it, and I have to play it because I have to show respect and light to the people that paved the way for us upcoming artists, you know what I'm saying, definitely on the West Coast. I mean, of course, we got love worldwide, but for the most part, it all starts from where you come from. So I'm definitely going to show respect to my boy Nate Dogg, and Mac Lucci has sent me a song. you know, he did a song, the Nate Dogg tribute, and I'm just going to end the show with that tonight. And everything was a blessing. Everybody try to stay warm. Like I said, girls, keep your lip gloss. Boys, keep your chapstick. You know what I'm saying? Keep it moist. Yes, indeed. So I'm in the night right now with Mac Lucci, Nate Dogg tribute. Turn it up.
I would like to say, rest in peace to the Nate D-O-double-G. Nobody does it better. They can come closer than close. Original, they'll never be. Pound business. Sending love from your little homie Mac Lucci, though. Hustle boy, money gang. Put your lighters in the air for Nate Dogg. Rise.
Recipe.